During the late 1980s, overfishing and pollution threatened striped bass populations. Since then, it's become an important recreational fishery in the state, especially in northeastern counties. That's due to restoration efforts that have replenished stocks there. Division of Marine Fisheries spokeswoman Patricia Smith says the department is proposing a restriction on keeping striped bass to bring the existing population into balance in the Pamlico, Tar, Pungo, Bay, and Neuse Rivers.
Research has found for striped bass in these waters is that they're not a self-sustaining population. What fishermen have been mainly catching for a while have been hatchery-raised fish from stocking. And what we're trying to get to is a self-sustaining population.
If the State Fisheries Commission adopts the no-possession requirement, then the measure would be in place for about 1 to 2 years. A restriction is already in effect for the Cape Fear River. The proposal wouldn't affect striped bass fishing in the Atlantic Ocean, Albemarle Sound, and Roanoke River. A public meeting on the proposal takes place Wednesday in Washington. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.